Gave me quite a scare back there, kitty cat. Don't look at me that way. I mean, I thought a bouquet of flowers, maybe some chocolates, might help you get better faster, but looks like someone's high maintenance. I'm not exactly complaining. It would sound a little more like, why'd you make me worry so much, but why would I say that when I'm just happy to have you back? It almost sounds like you're only half happy to be back. At least you're in one piece, right? Oh, don't look at me like that. You'll make me remember that it's technically my fault you're in that shape. Come here. It feels so good to feel you again. I missed you, baby. I missed you so much that it feels so real. I know it is real, dummy. I didn't mean it like that. I meant this connection. This feeling of closeness. This warmth that I can feel through both of our clothes. Wait a second. You better not have a fever. Are you pushing yourself right out of the hospital right now? You never learn, do you? Always doing too much with too little left to give. Why? I get it. Our plans of living a life, doing our own things, maybe distancing from hero society. I understand all of that. But even still, you try and do so much for so many. Kind of frustrates me. Never a dull moment with you, I guess. But even then, why you have all that confidence is beyond me. Then again, I guess I did fall in love with that confident, reckless, over-the-top kind of kitty cat, didn't I? I love this, though. This feeling. That you're able to retort that much. Must mean that you're feeling mostly better. Don't get it mixed up. I may always give you trouble when I think you're doing something wrong. That's not to lecture you. It's because I don't want to see you back in the hospital. You go too far, whether with your quirk or your conviction to help people. I get it. I can't turn away from a crime happening either. But did you really have to go in 1v6? I mean, come on. How's that even sound? Doesn't it sound ridiculous? I mean, really? No. It's not like that. In fact, I'm proud you kicked their asses. In fact, I think you gave them the easy way out. Now they're just in jail for what they did. To think someone trying to steal that much money. I get that it's high stakes, but taking hostages, you've lost the last shred of humanity you've got left. Now you're just a monster, a comic villain, right out of the storybooks. And I hate that. I hate that it has to be that way, you know? That people lose themselves like that, because you have to think about it that everyone started from a place of not really knowing any better. Just some of them, after they do figure it out what's right and wrong, never really care. I didn't mean to go so deep, honey. Hey, it wasn't that much of a tangent. I'm not too prone to rambling, am I? Well, I'll take that as a compliment from you. mysterious as you are, you can never really figure it out until you talk more than you think. Like whenever you get your hands on some alcohol. I'm not calling you an alcoholic, so don't get so defensive. Instead, you're such a different kind of person when your inhibitions just go out the window. I think I prefer you normally, but I like seeing that side to you too. The way that you'll just say it as it is. Not that you don't already, but there's a special kind of way you do it when you've drank just enough. Kitty cat, I love you, but you are weird as hell. I know what you're thinking. How dare I say that, right? Especially being as weird as I am, but I never said that wasn't true, too. Maybe it's why everything we do feels so different. I don't know how to put it. In fact, I'd say you're the weirdest, most adorable, and incredibly fun person I've ever met and known. And honestly, I say that after everything. All the bullshit we faced. All the people that have come and gone. I don't need them, and for what it's worth, while I do feel bad about how mixed up my own past is, I don't mind. Because I've faced myself, you know? I think everybody does, and damn it. You're right, I did kind of ramble there. Laugh it up then. Well, what about you? Come to grips with it? Face any demons lately? I don't know. Demons or villains, which do you think is worse? So that's your take, huh? Sticking to your guns, even now. I kind of love that, though. I love the fact that right now, right like this, I can trace the lines on your palm and pretend I'm doing some kind of palm reading. Or I could just hold these hands just like this. And every time the slightest thing you do makes me feel more joy than what so many people ever get to feel. And I know it's a bittersweet thing, right? Well, I guess from your perspective, I'm the bittersweet element, huh? Bitter sometimes when I'm chewing you out. Sweet most other times when I'm doing something more along the lines of what lovers should. No, I didn't have any intentions like that. That. Well, putting aside my worrying about you, Coda's been fine. It's been nice just being able to see him be happy again. Not that he ever wasn't, it's just with you having all these illnesses, these troubles, ins and outs, going too far, makes me remember that, well, he misses you. I hope you'll get to see him soon. More than that, something funny happened. So I was sharing a meal with him the other day, and wouldn't you know it, he had a bow tie. I don't know where the hell he got it or how he got it, but somehow that cat has a bow tie now. Might be just the subtlest detail, the tiniest thing, but it makes me smile. too. Yeah. Those small things, I'm glad they're there. It makes the room not feel claustrophobic, and it makes the sky seem like it's not too big. I don't know how to explain it, but I feel like I can just focus on today. Let the past that haunts me just a little less, not only when I'm with you, Coda, my friends. Everything feels right. We're just like this. Might as well have a kiss for good measure, right? Couldn't have been that bad, right? No more overexerting yourself. I'm serious. Next time you do, I'm gonna wrap you up and force you to rest. You understand? And last time I tried to do that, remember what happened? Hey, I never said I was completely innocent. Just because I'm not as bad as most people doesn't mean I don't have devious intentions every now and then. Can you blame me? It's you we're talking about. And that alone always excites me. Always makes me feel something. Always reminds me that I'm not alone, and I want that feeling to be with you always, too. Hey, babe, you want to tell me how you feel right now? I kind of just want to listen to you. Tell me about your day. I know it might be rough. Maybe it'll be happy, maybe filled with laughs. But no matter what it is, I just want to hear it. I'll be listening, okay? I'll hold you like this. You can lay against my chest and just tell me everything, okay? Appreciating you, something of a specialty, and something I'm proud of, you know. You can continue if you want. Oh, wait. No shit. Rest of the day is gonna be even better. Well, I'm just confident, or maybe I know it. Guess you'll have to find out, huh? God, your voice makes me feel happy. I don't know what it is, but I guess that's what love will do to you. You always end up falling and falling. Yeah. So that's what you think, huh? Tell me about it. I can't stop the smiles. It's your fault. Who do you think blasted this big dumb smile with me? Yeah, and? I never said I minded it. Not even a little bit. No. I love this feeling. It's cozy. It's happy. It just feels right. What? Cuddles with your man got you feeling some type of way? I don't mind. Because, yeah, you said it. I feel like it's just right. There isn't some big, long explanation that I could really give for it. Just, it's how things are supposed to be. Like my life has more purpose since I've met you. Since I've been able to know this wonderful person in my arms. This kitty cat with claws and purrs and all sorts of things that make my heart race, threaten to stop, and yet still I find new things. Like today, like listening to you. It just feels so, so real, so powerful. Like I could just talk to you and feel the weight of the day just lift off my back, and suddenly I'm on a cloud. No, I didn't mean it like that. Well, read into it however you want, but I'm just happy. Feelings mutual. That's it. You just need to feel it. Really feel it. So that when you do, you know what's right. You know when it feels amazing. It does sound like I'm talking about that, doesn't it? Well, for the record, and just to set it straight, I was talking about something mostly wholesome. As much as I enjoy touching you, feeling you, all sorts of things that I wouldn't say right now. The unmentionables, the unfathomables. No. What I crave the most is you in my arms like this, in a way like this. So unbelievably perfect. And yet, it's the little things. Just how they add up like this. You're so, so distracting. Extremely stubborn. 10 times more cute. And 1,000,000 times more mine. What? I know it wasn't creative, but you could at least show me a little bit. A smile. Maybe something else. Talking like this, holding you.
laying in this big, wonderful, comfortable bed makes me think that when I keep on cuddling, when I finally am able to hold you the way I want, kiss you the way I want, and make you feel the way that you've always deserved, I feel like that's just the start to it. It's not rambling if you like that. How is that a loophole? Maybe. And so what if it is? So what if I'm just finessing you right now? Working that riz and trying to hope for the best. Maybe, just maybe, I'll mark my mouth on you. Make you feel a certain type of way. And possibly even make your heart feel more full of love than it ever has. But it's more about love and about friendship too. You know, when people say they're gonna be your lover and your best friend, a lot of them are full of shit. There's barely anyone who takes the time to be someone's friend when they're dating them. They're always this or that, physical stuff and all that. So take it from me. I like this time too. Because I mean those words in no short way. I mean what I say when I say that you're my best friend and my love. And I want to take the time to see you and feel you on both wavelengths. Don't give me that look. Acting like I said the most profound thing. Come on. It's not that crazy, right? No. Now you're just being stubborn, huh? I don't mind that. I did put it in your good points in that mental checklist I made way early on. Stubbornness is only bad if you make it a bad thing. But thankfully, you're not too stubborn that you refuse to keep moving forward, keep doing something. You know, that's the only kind of stubbornness that makes me upset. When you close your mind off and just accept it as good enough. I love that you're always doing something. That self-improvement, that's, what do they call it? Yeah, baby steps, but I can't think of the word. Hey, don't be making fun of me. I warned you from the start, my vocabulary's not so great today. Yeah, and? It's cute of you that you think you can get a one-up on me for that. You know what, fine. You can have it. But I'm taking something from you. What's the use if it's not a treat, right? How absurd do you think I am? Go for a kiss as the train when I know that just works into your plans. And yet, here I am, guilty as charged, taking one for free. What do you think it should be? My reward for the train. Well, don't tell me you didn't realize it was a train, huh? Well, suit yourself. Whether or not it is, or isn't, that's not what matters to me. I just wanted today to feel a little different, a little special, that we can get closer in ways that don't always involve touch and taste, feelings, and the complexity of love. And lovemaking, all of it feels so common, you know? I kind of want it to feel like a rare, shiny thing.
Oh, come on. It wasn't that bad of a comparison, right? You like shiny things. I like shiny things. Wait. No shit. Don't tell me this is just me. Shiny things are amazing. Oh, come on. Even you gotta admit that, right? Really? Well, learning new things about you, I'll say that's a plus. Regardless if I got the answer I wanted. Secret. Yeah, it's a secret. You want to know what I'm thinking? Guess. Not bad. I think you might be on the right track. What else? Bingo. No, more than that. Why do you think I was thinking it? Oh, do we have a detective on the loose, sir? Am I that easy to read? Well, regardless of if I'm thinking that or not, aren't you happy? Just being able to talk, I mean. I think it's kind of special. Feeling like it's something different, but something way more personal. Way more meaningful. And as much as I'd like to solve things on the lover's end, I'd like us to still be able to have these stupid conversations that go nowhere at all. Just enjoying each other's company and feeling alive. I'd say it's worth something, right? Hey, I said no kisses allowed, but I guess you got me. Even though I said all that, kisses still make me feel safe and happy. And for what it's worth, I don't think you have any problems kissing me. And the same goes for me. What do you think happens after that, huh? Oh, so that's your idea of it, huh? More working? No, you mean it another way, huh? Then maybe we'll go out to dinner in the movies. The most vanilla date you can imagine. That might not be a bad idea. Did you know that this place opened recently? Full dive virtual reality. I bet nobody thought they'd be saying that in their lifetime and meaning anything other than sword art. But honestly, it's kind of cool that it's here. Want to go do that with me instead? Less vanilla than a movie, but I think it might be interesting seeing you in a digital world, holding your hand there, arguing with you about petty bullshit of why we died on the first mom. Oh, so you think we're not that bad at gaming, huh? Well, I think it depends. From 1 to nausea, how much the motion sickness gets to you. Oh, putting on a tough front, are we? Then we solve this. Maybe we'll try the fighting game first. Full dive. You ever want to beat me up? Well, maybe I'd hug you instead. Nah, that would beat the point of the game. At least you don't feel any pain, right? Let you beat the crap out of each other without feeling pain, so you might be laughing because it tickles. Weird experience, but I like the adventure one with you. Think I'd rather be on your team until I get frustrated with you, then
then maybe I'll beat you up a few times in the full dive, but you probably would win. You're not bad. I just think I might surprise you more ways than one. Then that'll be where we go next. How about that? You hungry first? You wanna go with me? Get something to eat? Or would you prefer we go back home and I cook you a homemade meal? Sorry, I got a little distracted for a moment. It wasn't your fault, just I got lost in my thoughts of how fun it is to be with you. It's not just about love sometimes. It's about a lot more than that. With that said, I do in fact love you, so. Oops. Can't take that one.